With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel has bombarded downtown Gaza City, vowing punishing retaliation against the Hamas militant group. The war has already claimed at least 1,800 lives on both sides. Rabbi Kurt Schneider of Shalom Ministries tells the Salem Radio Network, it's difficult to say exactly what the fallout will be from this conflict.
So I think there's going to be a lot of unrest, and it just depends on whether it ignites other Arab or Muslim nations to rise up and wreak more havoc, or whether Israel is able to so substantially subdue the situation that people will be afraid to attack them like this again, at least in the near future.
The conflict only expected to escalate, Israel expanding the mobilization of reservists to 360,000. Israel's military has regained effective control over areas Hamas attacked in its south and of the Gaza border. Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz has appeared in the Moscow City Court seeking release from jail on espionage charges.
Gershkovitz had a mostly blank expression as he appeared in the defendant's glass cage in the court in blue shirt, T-shirt and jeans. Later, he learned he'd lost the appeal to be released from jail on the charges, meaning he'll remain in bars at least through November 30. He marked 6 months in custody on September 29. Russia's Federal Security Service alleged the reporter was investigating Russia's military-industrial complex. He and the journal deny the allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street sharply higher, the Dow up 229 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on climate and religion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 61% of the general public believe so-called climate change is happening, and it's our fault. Human beings, that is. Amongst people of faith, 76% of Hispanic Catholics also believe this, as do 67% of Jews and 59% of Black Protestants. White evangelicals are at the other end of the spectrum. 19% say climate change is not happening, and only 31% say it's our fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgenderism, a major issue in New Jersey, where all seats in the state assembly and all 40 in the Senate up for grabs next month. The state has filed complaints against three Monmouth County school districts claiming that policies they recently enacted requiring school officials to notify parents if their child is transgender violate the state's law against discrimination. Republicans are arguing that the lawsuits defy common sense. This is SRN News. Auto workers for General Motors in Canada are on strike.
The auto workers walked off the job this morning at three GM facilities in Canada after failing to reach an agreement on a contract. Their union, Unifor, represents more than 4,200 workers at the plants, and the union had warned that workers would begin a strike if no agreement were reached by midnight. Unifor President Lana Payne says the union is still speaking with GM, but that there's still a lot of ground that needs to be covered to reach a tentative agreement. Unifor is seeking a contract agreement similar to the three-year labor deal with Ford that was ratified last month. I'm Donna Warder.
Hollywood writers voting almost unanimously to approve the contract agreement reached by union leaders that ended a strike after nearly 5 months. The Writers Guild of America announcing 99% of members voted to ratify the three-year deal. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.